Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Jay Skills, and Big Jerv. Hell of a show. This is a fucking deep-ass show we got for you guys today. The last day of the year when we recorded, the first day of the year when you're listening to this. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. Go there. All the extra content. First of all, if you listen to this episode for free, that means you listen to little chunks every single day. You got to wait till the end of the week. Don't do that. Listen to it all at once. Be a Patreon. You get it all at once right there on Mondays. It all drops together. Also, the Cinephobe Rewatchingtons, the watch-alongs that we do for Cinephobe. We do that also for NBA games. We got the Cinephobe Special Edition episodes, the OG podcast, all sorts of extra content, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in there.
We got a whole rundown, though. I know we went off a whole 50 minutes, bro.
My bad.
All right. You're good, bro.
What do you want?
I'm going to just do some quick hitters.
BCA. Okay.
Florida State whined and whined. And Jason agreed. Jerv agreed. Juju agreed. Amin, I think you agreed that they didn't belong. And they did not, because Georgia beat the living hell out of them 63-3.
They beat them like fucking they massacre. Stole some, man.
I know they had 25 fucking people out. Man, nobody want to see that shit. Shout out to the people, to the committee picking the right fucking teams that should be playing.
Oh, wait. Florida State sat out a bunch of people or Alabama did? Or Georgia did?
All these niggas is sitting out in these miscellaneous ass bowls because now they got the playoffs, which is dope. But all these niggas are sitting out. If you got any chance of being drafted, if you got any chance of going at any round, or if you just got a ton of NIL money and you might come back next year, but no reason to fuck shit up, which I totally understand. Niggas ain't playing in the bowl games anymore. They got to figure it out. They got to figure out how to make niggas play in bowl games now. That's the new issue.
I hate to do it like this, but I would be like, nah, because that sound very old and grumpy.
No, it does.
I was going to say, if you want to be drafted, you have to complete the season for the bowl.
No, don't do that.
I got the answer, Trey, and the NBA already figured it out. You just pay niggas to play in the bowl. Whoever win the bowl, get a check.
Yep.
Niggas should be eat. Like, okay. All of these companies is sponsoring these Pop-Tarts and Chick-fil-A, and all these companies is sponsoring SunTrust. All of these companies sponsoring the bowls, nigga. Just put $1 million up for the kids who are playing the game. Whoever win, get the $1 million check. Y'all split it 53 ways. Boom. Niggas is going to show up.
Question. I'm with you on that. Do they still get their gift though? Like they still get the bowl gift, right? Like
whatever
still
else got... is included. You oh, add in this.
What do you think? What do you think niggas got from the Pop Tarts bowl? Like a backpack and some Pop Tarts.
This nigga swear nigga got motherfucking brown sugar box. Hey,
my nigga. Okay, but if you go to the Beats by Dre bowl, you gonna get some beats or some shit.
Probably, but you also gonna get an incentive.
Beats by Dre bowl sounds hard. I like that.
Appreciate you.
We got a collar at Dre for that.
We gotta figure it out.
This is the clip now.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So we got this is involving Jason. You can, I don't know if you followed it a little bit. I think you shared it. Debo versus the fake Cam Newton.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, that shit was funny, bro. Yeah, that's internet. That's niggas wanting to react to shit that don't even.
I mean, how many
before Jason goes off on his whole little thing that he about to do on the Viva. Let me just say, this is the what's the right word to use? Can't use certain words anymore. I can just bleep my. This if y'all tell me if I need to bleep this. This is the spiciest back and forth.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't even really think it was back and forth, bro. Because wasn't even bro.
It wasn't. It wasn't. Because yeah. So just tell the story. Yeah. Explain the story for the people that don't know.
So basically, Debo got into it with Cam Newton, saying that he wasn't showing up to his show, his podcast.
Fake Cam Newton.
No, but before, how we even uncovered this was that there was some like misunderstanding between the real Debo and the real Cam Newton. Debo thinking that Cam had invited him on his show and that he didn't accept. And Cam was like, oh, I'm not fucking with this nigga, whatever. So it came out in the public that the niggas was beefing. And then somehow it got uncovered then that somebody who was faking to be Cam Newton in the same way that the Cat Williams and Dave Chappelle shit happened on Twitter.
Oh, it was like, a fake account?
Yes. Yeah. You didn't know that, Jerv?
No, I checked out.
Like, this is so spicy.
Nigga, no, once Cam hit him back with the whatever the message, and then I was like, man, I ain't got time for this.
Some kids, whoever got a hold of Debo Samuel's number and started texting him in the style of Cam Newton. And
that's the shit that had me. I was like, that's corny. The fucking I hate when people do that shit. But when I saw them niggas were typing with them winged in characters, I was like. I wanted to dap the dude up. You know what? Like, you got it, bro.
That's a lot of effort, bro.
That's a good prank. That's a good ass prank.
It was a great, that was a punk level prank. Like,
yep,
definitely Ashton Kutcher.
Because if I'm Debo, why wouldn't it be Cam Newton? If he typed like that's like, all right, there you go. Who else would type like that, man? But the whole thing started was because Cam Newton said Cam Newton. He said Brock Purdy was up.
I would create an app and sell the character keyboard. Because I don't know how that nigga brain, how the fuck you even holding them certain letters to even get.
Because you know that's
effort. I mean, you don't add an additional keyboard. You have to hold O a certain way.
Oh, yeah. You got to flip it and then put it. It's the same thing I see. Pause. I see niggas that type where they type a long ass message, like an Instagram comment, and the first letter of every word is capitalized.
Yeah,
I said, my nigga, like that takes effort. You gotta keep going ahead, Captain.
I said, that's a 5-minute message for real.
Do you think it's Cam or his social media manager that's doing that?
No, that's Cam, bro. There's no way. Dog, how would you explain that? You got hired. Like, I'll be your social media manager. I got control
between Cam's text and LeBron's use of emojis.
I would apply to be Cam Newton's social media manager. I would tell him, like, I have a expert like understanding of his language and the way he types. Like, look, Cam, just send me the text regular and I'll camouflage it. Yeah, exactly. I'll send it back to you before I post it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to get a job as Cam Newton social media manager.
That's fucking hilarious. Like I said, I'll camouflage it for you. Don't worry. Yeah. I got you, bro. Nice speaking the language. All right. That's going to do it for us here. Remember, patreon.com/countthethings. Subscribe. Make sure you're getting all the stuff, all the extra stuff. Have a happy new year, everybody. For Jason Madison, for Trey Edwards, for John Gervais, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers.